Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We have so much to share and so much to talk about, but in our original intent moment, we want to talk about an article that just came out in the Wall Street Journal a few days ago, actually to the end of last week. And it's talking about, listen to this, bad secret orders that target emails. And apparently the U.S. government has obtained what is now called this controversial type of secret order, and it forced Google and this small internet provider to turn over information from email accounts of a volunteer that worked over at WikiLeaks. Mm-hmm. And this gentleman, Applebaum is his name. He's never been charged with a crime or anything. He's not, you know, he's just a volunteer there, but he's never been charged with any kind of crime. But Google and this other internet provider, they even fought the secret order to turn over the information and the email accounts, and they lost. Mm-hmm. And they were forced to turn everything over, all the information, to the government. And what happens is the government requested, listen to this, the government request included the email addresses of people that this gentleman corresponded with over the last 2 years. So like two years of data. Now, people are being really concerned about this because this is a fourth Amendment issue, and it looks like it's violating constitutional rights. And you remember that the Fourth Amendment, which is, you know, the first 10 are your Bill of Rights, but the Fourth Amendment has to do with search and seizure. Mm-hmm. And their laws, the Constitution, is there to protect us from illegal searches of our property, of our persons, of our houses, of our papers. Mm-hmm. And what we're finding now is that with digital, we need to make some adapt. It needs to be made clear. I mean, it's clear to most people that, hey, that, you know, this is a digital paper. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Not a physical paper. This is a digital paper. But there's this order, there's this federal law that lets, I don't know how this came in, but it's a federal law that lets the government secretly obtain information from people's email and cell phones without a search warrant.
Wow.
And several court decisions, they've questioned whether this law, it comes from the Electronic Communications Privacy Act, but they're questioning whether this violates the United States Constitution, our Fourth Amendment, because this is unreasonable. Why did you have to do a secret order? What's, you know, to deal with all that? It was passed in 1986, I believe, and basically, you know, this was before the internet was even came on the scene. The internet came on 3 years later, back in 1989. So this law was prior to that, and now you have companies like Google, Microsoft, AT&T. They're lobbying Congress to update this law because they're saying, "Listen, you know, you're putting us in a compromised situation. Mm-hmm. These are our customers, and you're forcing us to secretly give over these documents to you, mm-hmm. and they don't know anything about them. You know, the law was designed to give, you know, same protection to, you know, electronics, but this has been a really serious, serious issue.
Right.
And the thing about it is that why does it have to be in secret? I mean, if you want the documents, if the person's been charged with a crime, and here's the reason, actually there's a provision why it's secret. I'm sorry, there is a provision. The person whose email is inspected, often they never know that the search is being conducted. Listen to that. Your email could be requested.
Yeah.
All the emails you've sent for the last 2 years, like this gentleman, mm-hmm. and you'll probably never know that information was being turned over. This is your private. This is your computer. You're sending emails. You're not breaking any laws.
Right.
Right. And that's because the court orders under this 1986 law are almost always sealed, the article says, and the internet provider is generally prohibited from notifying the customer whose data is being searched. So not only are they searching your data, but you have no idea that they could potentially be searching your data. And so the secrecy makes it difficult to determine, you know, how often these court orders are actually being introduced. Who knows? Who knows how many of them are out there now? Back in 2009, Google began disclosing the volume of requests that they were getting for user data from the government, from the U.S. government. And in 6 months, ending from December 31st all the way, they said they received 4,600 requests, and complied with about 94% of them. Mm-hmm. And that's all forms of data, including search warrants, subpoenas, and requests under 1986. And that's everything. Mm-hmm. But sometime later, the federal courts, and in a landmark decision at one time, they actually said that the government in a different case violated the Fourth Amendment before when it obtained 27,000 emails without a search warrant. Mm-hmm. So in other cases, this has already been proven that this, you know, something very similar has happened.
Right.
And we have to be educated. You got to know what your rights are. I mean, if the government is secretly getting emails, and I'm sure they have reason. I'm sure they have, you know, if they're doing it, we don't want to project ill will to anybody, the government, but they are still constitutional rights, just because, right, you know, you still have rights. There still is a way to do that. Mm-hmm. And there still is a proper way to proceed with those things. And so what we want to do today is actually revisit a great segment that was done and shared on VFN Radio prior to on the Fourth Amendment. You know, something about, I shared with you last week, you know, I'm honest with you, but you've been listening. You already know I'm not the sharpest knife in the stack here, you know. And on the other hand, you know, he's a genius. He is brilliant. Right. But I need to hear things several times over and over again just to kind of get it, you know.
Yeah.
And so we're gonna listen to this, and we're gonna share. But this is about the Fourth Amendment. This is listen, with cameras everywhere, we have segments already. I mean, we have a segment that you can see on the Torch called "Our Data Should Be Protected." Mm-hmm. So you can go to the Torch and you can search these things. But our data should be protected. We've talked about this before, but you know what happens, you know, out of sight, out of mind, you know, and if it's not mm-hmm. on your forefront, you won't honor, you won't protect the Constitution that we shared again last week, how important it was, what the framers had in mind when they were putting together. And in particular, they didn't even want to sign the Constitution until they knew that the rights of the citizens were going to be protected, until they mm-hmm. had a Bill of Rights. And right. So nameless and faceless people have passed away working hard to make sure that these rights were installed in the Constitution. And many, many soldiers later on fighting in wars have died to mm-hmm. make sure to uphold the Constitution. So we want to make sure that we're aware, and we don't want our rights being violated. Certainly we don't want anyone else's rights being violated. Right. So listen up, and let's listen to this, and let's get this.
You know, I want to talk about original intent for a moment. We always talk about the original intent of America and the original intent of the church. Right now is the original intent of our founding fathers. And I'm looking at the Constitution. You need to get you a little pocket version, a handbook version of the Constitution, so you can carry it with you. Understanding, you know, as we begin to see, you know, things being challenged and people saying they want to do away with the Constitution, you know, things are mm-hmm. right.
Yeah.
We saw, you know, things that they called it an outdated document in some of the universities, our judiciary branch, you know, one of our justices are telling Egypt, don't use America's Constitution. It's outdated. You need to go right. to one of the countries in Africa to be able to use theirs. There has more openness in regards to abortion and some other things. You can go ahead and bring that into, they're trying to, you know, all this, like, really? You know, you're sworn to actually defend mm-hmm. The Constitution from enemies, you know, foreign and domestic. And so I'm looking at here, and you know, coming from the experience of, you know, being in law enforcement for about over 9 years, your law enforcement officers live every single day, you know, by the Constitution. I mean, the government mm-hmm. used to.
Right.
You know, it used to be, you know, that used to be the thing. For some reason, it's just like they want to change it. But every single day, your lawyers, your judges, and the law enforcement are applying the Constitution to your community every single day. And they know probably better, because everything that they do has to be checked for if it's constitutionally correct. Did you violate somebody's constitutional rights? And so they're thinking more about the Constitution probably than more others who go back and judge them afterwards. Mm-hmm. You know, it's right. easier that, you know, you're in a crazy situation and you're about to lose your life or something. You're trying to, you know, make quick decisions. So the officer has to be well-trained and experienced mm-hmm. to be able to do that, because they don't want to violate somebody's rights. Because if you do, I'm looking at the Fourth Amendment right here, that if you do, then they actually let the person go. Mm-hmm. Because the whole Constitution is for you, the individual. It is not for the government. It was created to protect you and me, the people. It was not meant to protect the government. The Constitution was meant for you, the people, not for the government.
Right.
You know, it's like it's totally turned around now. It's like they're trying to create a document that empowers them mm-hmm. and disempowers people.
Right.
So knowing the Constitution, getting back to the original intent of our founding fathers, we need to do that so we don't lose it. But the Fourth Amendment talks about this. This is the Fourth Amendment. It says the right of the people to be secure. Mm-hmm. Think about it. You have a right to be secure. Mm-hmm. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers. That's back when things were done on papers, but it's talking about what's written on the papers. Mm-hmm. And effects. Against unreasonable search and seizure shall not be violated. In other words, don't touch my stuff, don't read my stuff, don't look at my stuff, and don't go in my stuff. Mm-hmm. Right? That's what it's saying.
Yeah.
Right? Then it goes on and says, and shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issued or be issued but upon probable cause. So they can't even just conjure something up and say, hey, you know, give me a warrant, Judge. I want to be able to go and look in Pat's stuff, mm-hmm. you know, his papers, his effects, his house, is enough. And he says, because, but upon probable cause, then it can be issued, supported by an oath of affirmation, which means that person who wants to search your stuff, I don't care if the FBI, the CIA, the local police, or the local sheriff, or the local whoever, mm-hmm. they have to raise their hand before God and that judge, and they have to swear, give their word as if that means something. It does. You know, I'm telling you, if you understood who our law enforcement officers are, you'd have such respect for them because they are the tools, everyday tools, and the judges of the Constitution. They're making sure that nobody takes advantage of it, and they do. They actually undo it. And they have to swear an oath to it, and particularly describing, they have to actually describe very specifically the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. First of all, what does probable cause actually mean? It's important you got to understand that. Probable cause means this. This particular person who says they want to search your belongings, search your papers, search your houses, search your data. There you go. This is a big thing. Search your data. They have to swear an oath that they have a probable cause to believe. Probable cause. And probable cause is defined as this. They believe a crime has been or is about to be committed. There's evidence proven, not suspended. Like, you know, I just think that person is a bad person. That don't do it.
Right.
And that would be thrown out of court. Mm. That they can't, they have to actually say, well, you know, I saw the drugs in their hands. I saw the money exchange. It's like when police officers happen to break up any kind of prostitution, they sometimes have to get involved in the process so they can see the money exchange hands. If the money doesn't exchange hands, then the services weren't purchased and they get thrown out of court. Mm-hmm. You know, 'cause that's believe it or not, even the prostitute has constitutional rights and they can't be violated, him or her. Mm-hmm. And the person who has got caught up in the drug trafficking, you know, they're American citizens and they have constitutional rights. Citizens, your neighbor that lives right next to you has these constitutional rights. Police officers, even though they're enforcing the laws, you can't violate their constitutional rights. You can't search their things or their belongings. I mean, everybody does. Mm-hmm. And then not only do you have a probable cause to search, that says, okay, you tell the judge, I believe such and such, this probable cause of a crime is or about to be committed. And then you got to describe, you got to write out in a warrant, affidavit, a warrant, very specifically what you're talking about. You can't say yada, 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 violating them. You can't do that. Mm-hmm. You got to say, you know, I believe they're trafficking and say, just say, you know, dealing in elephants is illegal. Right.
Right.
And you were just driving by one day and you saw this man trying to squeeze an elephant into the front door of the house, right? And you weren't even paying attention, but you noticed it
mm-hmm.
because the big butt of the elephant was sticking
out the door.
Yeah, it was kind of stuck in the door jamb. And so you see it. You go, okay, I see the butt of the elephant trying to get into his house. I see the man with the elephant. I know that the law says it's illegal to traffic in that. So this officer would go to the judge. He would write that out, saw the butt of an elephant sticking out the door. It's illegal according to this particular statute, you know, federal law or state law, and that he believes it's violated. And so the judge would read all that, and then he had to raise his hand up, and he would swear. Mm-hmm. I swear I saw the butt of that elephant sticking out the door. This is all to be true. This is the warrant to be true is what he swore.
Right.
And then you go with that warrant, and then you can go to the person's house, and you can search for this elephant. It shouldn't be too hard. He probably still got his butt hanging out the door.
Right.
Depending on your house today. I mean, some big houses. Some big houses in Texas. There's some big houses out there. But know this, that... And so that was, think about all those rights that you had as a person who were being protected at that point. What does that mean? Okay, it means this. Say he got the elephant into the house and your warrant affidavit, the warrant affidavit is used against you. Now it's a warrant, a search warrant. They can now search and they go in there and they start looking for this elephant. Let's just imagine it's a rather large house and mm-hmm. the elephant can move around, but they start looking in your drawers. I'm talking about where you down south, that's actually where you store your clothes and
your
stuff.
Your dresser.
Dresser, that's right. Yeah, it's a dresser. And, or they're looking in the closet. Mm-hmm. Or they're looking in the washing machine. Or they're looking in the back of the toilet. Where that little water stuff's in the back for those in America. And in Europe, they're like in the ceiling. And so finally, they look in the jewelry box on your dresser. And they see a big bag of cocaine mm-hmm. or crack mm-hmm. or heroin, some drug, illegal drug. Mm-hmm. And they arrest you for that. And they arrest you for the drug. And it is against the law mm-hmm. to have that drug.
Right.
But they were there under this very specific instruction of the Fourth Amendment that they swore that there was an elephant in the house and they were looking for it. And they arrest you. They take you to jail, and they can't find the elephant, you know, but they found the cocaine, which is a more serious charge. Mm-hmm. They take it before the judge, and the judge will find out if this is constitutionally right. Did they violate your constitutional rights according to the Fifth Amendment, America?
All right.
Don't give up the Constitution. Listen to this is so important. And so the judge would say, "Well, you know, this is a felony charge. You're going to be, you know." Possibly, you know, facing umpteen years in prison, and then your defense attorney, because you have, this is what they read you, is your constitutional rights when you're arrested, you know, a variation of this. They say you have the right to remain silent, which is a pretty smart thing to do, by the way, mm-hmm. until you know what's going on. Don't think, well, they're going to think I'm guilty. They're already arresting you, so they probably already think you are. They already believe this probable cause. So right. Just, you know, you find out what's going on first. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in the court of law. You have the right to an attorney, which represents you. Understand this, that if you're going to build a house, you go hire a carpenter. People go, look at you, you're just guilty. You know, I would have built that house myself. It's like, I don't know how to build a house. I don't know how to hammer nails or cut things or whatever. You know, you hire a carpenter. This is your right. You have a right to an attorney. Which knows how the law works. And so you can bring your attorney in. This is a constitutional right. Don't let anybody tell you by getting an attorney, you're admitting to guilt. If you're getting an attorney, you're admitting to wisdom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, unless you are one, but it says that a person who represents himself in a court has a fool for a client.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Anyway, so the Constitution set up where you can have legal representation. Then they say this, that, and if you can't afford an attorney, we'll have one appointed to represent you. So we're telling that American citizen, listen, we want justice for you. We don't want to pull the wool over your eyes. We don't want to do you in. We want to just bring this before the judge. We want to bring the light of the Constitution on this situation. We want to put your hand on a Bible that you swear before God, you know, to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Mm-hmm.
And we just want to lay out all the evidence. So the officer's not convicting you. The officer is bringing you before the judge, and the judge's responsibility is to evaluate, and a jury's responsibility is to evaluate, jury of your peers, that if your constitutional rights have been violated, and if they haven't, then to proceed on with the process. If they have been violated, then they will have to dismiss the case. And this is what the search warrant said. It said, we're looking for an elephant,
mm-hmm.
right? And this is what's going to happen. They're going to throw that charge out. Not because you were right in saying it was illegal for them to have these felony drugs, but it was wrong for the fact you shouldn't have been looking in a jewelry box for an elephant, because elephants don't fit in a jewelry box.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't fit in that closet. So if you're looking at places that elephants don't fit, you've moved outside your authority that you were given by the judge that you swore that you were looking for elephants. So this is important. Listen, the reason why our founding fathers wrote this in the Constitution is because the British soldiers were kicking our front doors. They would take our stuff from us. They would search anytime they want to. You'd walk down the street and they would just search you and take your stuff. They'd look through your papers and you'd just be like, these peasants, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they treated people.
Mm-hmm.
And we're about to lose this. We're about to lose this right that we have, the Fourth Amendment right. And we need to wake up. And let me tell you something, church. You got to understand, you know, we're not going to win in this thing, because anything that wants to take control like this is not God.
Right.
You know, it's demonic. It's a tyrannical rule. I mean, it could be God leading us to a place of captivity because we've been in rebellion. But let's just repent before we go there, and let's continue with this great experiment called America, called freedom, you know, where our rights come from God. And that's your Fourth Amendment right. And so as an officer, an experienced officer, mind you,
mm-hmm.
will know that he can't say that and he can't do that. And if he does, he or she's wasting their time, because it's all going to be thrown out in the end. It's going to make them look bad. And so he would have had to say in his search warrant, that I want to search for cocaine. I wanted to search for something that small. And then he could have looked in the jewelry box and it would have stuck, you know? And so, but he has to have probable cause to believe that the person's a drug dealer too.
Right.
Or doing drugs. And if you don't have probable cause, he's just like, you know, I just want to check his house for drugs. Then he does not have probable cause to believe the drugs are in that house, because he has to believe that a crime is being committed or is about to be committed. See what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's not the fact that you got drugs or somebody's got drugs. It's the fact that they believe that drugs are being illegal drugs are being used and that are about to be used, and a crime is about to be committed. And so they just can't say, hey, I want to search your house for, you know, whatever. I just use drugs for just whatever reason. And that's a powerful right that we have. It's a huge right that we have. And they're wanting to change the Constitution. If they take away that, then that means they can search your stuff. They can search your things. And the difficult thing that we have going on right now with the Fourth Amendment, you know, our president and his responsibility as a president of the United States is to protect our Constitution of the United States from enemies foreign and domestic. He's supposed to protect our borders, where people physically and physically cannot come over the borders without us first finding out who they are, that they wouldn't come in and violate the rights of somebody in our country. And then going back real quick, like, to that Fourth Amendment. So you go to the court, they present the whole thing, the elephant charges being against you, the cocaine charges being against you, and the judge says this. He goes, since you didn't produce the elephant, there's no.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, you could say if it don't fit, it don't, you gotta quit. but the illegal cocaine, they throw it out. In America, you see all these newscasters today. They have something that happens in America, and they get on their rant, and they talk for like 20 days about something.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing they're not mentioning or ignorant of, or just trying to convince people of, is not bringing up the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
We have a constitutional right. We're innocent until proven guilty. We're just going to the courts to lay everything out, present all of your evidence that says that I'm guilty. And then you, as a defendant, the one that's being charged, you do not have to say a word. It's their responsibility. It's the responsibility of the state to present evidence that a crime has been committed beyond any shadow of doubt. They have to convince them that this has happened. So you just sit there and just watch. Somebody says, I can't believe they're not testifying. First of all, you don't have to. And sometimes, why should you have to say anything anyway? You know, if it's a trumped up charge, if it's something that's not right, and if somebody's got some vendetta or something like that, then, you know, let it all just be spelled out in court, and you just sit there and watch it. You know, the jury's instructed you cannot base your decision based on whether the defendant speaks or not speaks.
Mm-hmm.
That the burden is on the prosecution. It was on the officer who made the arrest. It was on the warrant, the judge, the was signed in the Fourth Amendment. It was on the search and how they did the search. It was on all these specifics. And some people said it was thrown out for a technicality. No, they're thrown out because they violated someone's constitutional right. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Right. And the system's based off of this. It's better to go. It's better to let two guilty men free than to send one innocent man to jail.
Right.
We got to remember that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it worse having two guilty people go free or to sending you an innocent man to jail? I think it's worse sending you an innocent man to jail.
All right.
You know, life has its way of working things out.
Right.
I mean, think about what happened with O.J. Simpson and all that. It looked like he got free on mm-hmm. the situation, didn't it?
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, he's in jail today.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like, you know, justice just happens over time.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
And so, know this, that our system is based on, you know, it's better to let two guilty people go free than to send you, an innocent person, to jail. So if we demand every person that we think in our own mind and exclude the Constitution, exclude the wisdom of the judges and the attorneys and the wisdom of the officers, and we're just going to throw somebody in jail, guess who's next?
Yeah.
Guess who's next? So I want to encourage you. You know, when somebody talks to you or you hear people talking about or your legislature talking about, your congressman or your senator saying that the Constitution is outdated and they need to do away with it, when our Supreme Court justice, you know, I believe it was Ginsburg's telling the Egyptian leaders not to use the Constitution that she swore to be able to defend, you know, and to make sure that our laws are constitutional, she needs to be impeached. She needs to be removed from office yesterday. A president who doesn't defend the Constitution, who doesn't stand up from enemies of a foreign and domestic, needs to be removed from office. That a congressman or a senator who doesn't defend it needs to be removed from office. A military person who's serving in the military, who swore to uphold it and defend it, they need to be removed from the military. Every aspect. And a person it's a citizen of America that becomes an enemy of the state and an enemy of the Constitution, they need to be removed. That's mm-hmm. just it.
Right.
'Cause we all pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States for the republic, not democracy, for which it stands. It's a representative government. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Well, welcome back to VFN Radio. I'm John Ramos, and joining with me today is Pat Hamilton. And that was such an amazing segment. I mean, it was just so in-depth, and we got a chance to really see, you know, and get the perspective of how important our Constitution is and our rights. I mean, you know, Pat, we've talked about it so many times before, but, mm-hmm. you know, we just didn't know. I just didn't know. Yeah. I just didn't know.
Right. Yeah. I had no idea.
He just didn't know. And you think, well, we are really privileged. But like anything else, if you fail to recognize what you have, you're definitely going to lose it.
Right.
You can almost guarantee that it's not going to be
gone.
There.
That's right.
You're going to guarantee because you didn't treasure it. You didn't hold on to it, and you didn't learn. And I encourage you, get yourself a pocket constitution. Download mm-hmm. that thing, find it, keep it in your back pocket, look at it and read it, and just look over the amendments themselves. It'll get you to appreciate our judicial system. It'll get you to see and look at the news from a whole different perspective. Why rights of others who are doing wrong are being protected, and why you should be protected. Mm-hmm. Not to mention that, you know, I think it's a good statement. I think that, you know what, it's better to allow two people to go free than to convict an innocent person.
Mm-hmm.
What if that was you?
That's right.
That was me.
Yeah.
You know, which. Thank God for a jury of your peers. You know, oftentimes I hear people complain about, you know, being selected for jury duty, but someone told me, hey, wouldn't you want someone like you to be on the jury if it was you? Wouldn't you want someone like you?
All right.
And so it's a responsibility for us to have, because these are real court cases, real trial. And some of these things have been thrown out. Some of these things, you know, are. So I want to encourage you, your email, your data should all be protected.
That's right.
All the storage. And now with all this cloud computing and digital storing everywhere, mm-hmm. I'm telling you, this is we're going to hear more and more and more of this.
That's right.
But if you don't know, you're going to let your rights to be violated when they don't have to be violated.
Mm-hmm.
And there's deterioration. It's just amazing. I forgot somebody once said that if you tell a lie long enough and loud enough, people will begin to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing. If there's twisting, continual twisting, louder, 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 before you know it, it's like, oh, it always was.
That's right.
Always was.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.